This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? We'll finish our conversation with Peter Navarro, the author of In Trump Time, a Journal of America's Plague, your brand new book out right now. Read it over the weekend. It is just stunning to me, the battles that happened within the Trump administration. I mean, Donald Trump was such a force, and to accomplish what he did accomplish, knowing that these people who work for him behind the scenes were having to fight four, five, six people. It's like the story he told you about Fauci. Phenomenal. You know, and it just makes all the more amazing what he got done. Because it was just constantly a battle that really, in the United States of America, when you run for election, say you're going to do all of these things, go in there and then do those, and all the people that fight you, even on his own team, that were fighting him. It's no way to run a country, that's all I have to say. But anyway, we'll finish with him on sort of what now, where we go from here with the Peter Navarro before the hour is up, and we'll have him back. Just fascinating conversation. Senator Kevin Cramer is here. Friday, as you know, he was at the border, so we'll get a first-hand account of just how bad it is at the border. With Senator Cramer. He'll be here till the bottom of the hour. Questions or comments, welcome for him as always at 800-228-0550. Jot that down, 701-258-0550, 258-0550. You can call Kevin, too, at 271-1100. Or email me, scotth@flagfamily.com. Text us, 701-237-1590. Senator Cramer, welcome back.
It's good to be back. It's good to be back in the in the northern part of the United States of America.
So what did you see? What is your great takeaway after having been on the front line at the border?
Yeah, front line is right, Scott. I mean, I saw a lot, quite honestly. In fact, some of the leaders down there said they rarely have a visitor, congressional visitor, gets to see as many apprehensions as I was able to witness. A few things. My main takeaways were, can we start with a really obvious one that won't surprise anybody? We need a wall. The wall where it exists works. And the problem is that it doesn't exist more places than it does exist, which just means that there's still vast areas of where people, and not just people, but the worst kind of people, drug runners and human traffickers and gun smugglers and others can just easily walk through or swim through and get into the interior of our country very quickly. So the bottom line is we need a wall. And that's, by the way, not just my opinion. That is the opinion of the officers on the ground. They just talk about how helpful it is wherever there's an infrastructure, as they call it, infrastructure, wherever infrastructure exists, to slow the traffic down, to give them adequate time to get there. Of course, with the wall comes all kinds of other technology. The other thing is that eliminating the Remain in Mexico policies that Donald Trump implemented, it's major, major, major mistake. Although I shouldn't call it a mistake, they did it on purpose. They didn't do it accidentally. They did it on purpose because they wanted 2 million illegal immigrants a year to walk across our border. But the Remain in Mexico policy worked very well, as you know. And of course, remember, Donald Trump also negotiated with the leadership in Mexico to have Mexican military on the border, on their side of the border. Think of what a difference that makes. That means the cartel is not running the actual border, but the cartel is definitely running the border today, Scott. And that might be, of all of the takeaways, that might be the one that's, you know, we knew it, we've heard it, but to see it and to hear it directly from the Border Patrol agents, that the cartel has a very sophisticated, well-managed logistics program going on up and down the border. different cartels have different territories, much like gangs in inner cities have different blocks that they own. And that's the way it is there. And perhaps the most frustrating thing for the agents that I talked to, and I talked a lot of them, I mean, I was with them a lot, is the fact that they have become an extension of the cartel. That's how they feel. That's their words. It used to be, Scott, that the cartel would get them to the border. The cartel would point them, to the bridge across the, through customs, or they would take them across the river like they do down in the Rio Grande Valley, which is where I was. I was at McAllen at the Rio Grande Valley, the by far the busiest station and busiest part of the border by far. But, now the cartel just gets them off the raft at the edge of the river and points them up, the bank. And when they get up there, our guys take it from there. And we now facilitate, thanks to elimination also of the catch and release that Donald Trump implemented. Now our Border Patrol agents, literally by virtue of Joe Biden's policies, become an extension of the cartel. The cartel no longer has to escort them into the interior of our country. We take care of that for them. Hell, we fly them there in our jets. It's crazy. But I would, the other big takeaway, and again, not a surprise probably to anybody listening, but to see it so up close, is that our Border Patrol agents are very frustrated. Very, very frustrated. They signed up for a mission, and the mission was not babysitting. The mission was to keep America safe and secure from illegal immigration, from cartels, from the influx of drugs, illicit drugs. I mean, last year, think of this, at that station alone, 106 pounds of fentanyl. Do you know how many millions of people that can kill? 106 pounds of fentanyl, the fentanyl that came through our border, not to mention all the other drugs. That's what they signed up for. And now, 25-30% of them, at one point over 60% of them, they're having to process people seeking asylum. But the other takeaway, Scott, and I want to say this carefully because I want people to hear it carefully. These men and women, this won't surprise you guys, I know, but these men and women that are wearing those badges and wearing those green uniforms, that are carrying their guns and their flashlights and all of the other tools, are some of the most decent, compassionate people you will ever meet. They facilitate the safe passage of people who've come across the border illegally, but now they're in our country, and they don't, they treat them with incredible compassion. Again, that maybe doesn't surprise you. Now, if you're somebody on the run, if you're somebody running, and by the way, last year at that station, 2,000 criminal aliens. What a criminal alien is somebody who is already on record, already has a record of committing any one or more of the five most violent crimes that there are, including, of course, murder, rape, assault and battery. It's just remarkable. So if they catch those guys, they're not so gentle. But it's what I saw for the most part, beginning about 2 minutes after I started the tour, about 10 o'clock Thursday night, are the young families, the young mothers and children that just come up out of from the banks of the river onto these dirt roads and out of the ditches, and they just put their hands up and ask for directions to the processing facilities. It's really quite remarkable.
You mentioned witnessing apprehensions. Is that what an apprehension has come to?
Basically, great question.
Yeah, they get so here I am, and then okay, where do you want to go? Turn them over.
Yeah. So there are different types of apprehensions. That's what most of them are. So that's exactly what it is. They come up. They get directions. Basically, they might be picked up in a bus. They might, depending on which officer comes up on them and what kind of vehicle or what kind of accommodations they have. In the middle of the night, there aren't a lot of buses driving around, obviously, so they just sort of point them in the direction to go. Remembering these people have walked, probably in some cases maybe 1,000 miles or more. And so that's considered one form of apprehension. The other that I was talking about here just a little bit ago, of course, is more the kind where the agents are dealing with maybe a boat of 20 illegal immigrants seeking asylum, or maybe it's even an entire busload of them, or a whole bunch of them walking across then there are others who are trafficking humans, trafficking guns, trafficking drugs, that are doing their thing apart from there, realizing that the agents are confined or are being occupied by this more peaceful processing of folks seeking asylum. So it's a distraction. And Scott, if I could tell you one story, and I heard that various versions of this from people, remembering the Rio Grande River, that is the border, if they're taking, say, 20 across on a raft, and that's a pretty common number, they'll take 20 at a time. They might have 100 on the banks, but they'll make 5 trips. If they see a marine vehicle, a boat, an amphibious vehicle, a law enforcement vehicle coming to prevent them from crossing the border, they'll take the youngest child and throw them overboard. Then it becomes a rescue mission, and that allows them to complete their illegal activity while they rescue a child. That's how pathetic it is.
Oh, my gosh. Question is, learning what you learn, seeing what you see, what is the way you can bring some help to these Border Patrol agents who clearly need it? We'll talk about that when we come back after a short time out. Senator Kevin Cramer with us, just back from the border on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Right here. Right now is where life happens, where you do you, the dreams that grip you, for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for?
First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Bob Worrell. Bob is the president of Lincoln State Bank at Hankinson, North Dakota. Tell me what kind of impact you see Hankinson Renewable playing.
It's been a blessing to our community from a lot of standpoints. As an employer, I believe when the plant opened, they had about 40 to 42 jobs that were created. Today, I think that's closer to about 55 jobs. So we have had employees that are driving from out of town, and one of them in particular just built a new home and has just moved in our new residential development. And that was a young couple that he was commuting here to work and decided to buy a lot, construct a new home, and now his family, his kids will go to school here. And so there's those kind of success stories as a result of that plant being here.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
On your mind, a note here from the Fargo Police Department. They're asking motorists to avoid 5th Street North and 3rd Avenue North at the Block 9 parking ramp. Fargo Police, along with the Fargo Fire and FM Ambulance, attempted to administer life-saving measures to a male who appears to have jumped from the parking ramp, but the male has died. Fargo Police investigators on the scene investigating the incident. This weekend, also, someone evidently using the train tracks for a suicide mission as well. Just another reminder of the incredible uptick in depression and suicides that are happening right now. So, boy, oh boy, anything you can do to reach out to folks you see struggling, please do so. That is among the worst of the worst from this pandemic, to see the numbers spike in that regard. Back with Senator Kevin Cramer recapping his trip to the border. Texter says, okay, another trip to the border. Information we've heard over and over, but nothing ever gets fixed. Can we do something?
Well, I thought it's exactly.
Well, we do have to win some elections, right, guys? I mean, look what happened in one election, that all of that good work that had been done and negotiated and insisted upon by Donald Trump was undone on one day. And now, of course, the part of the problem is, during just as an example, during my time there, oftentimes people say, well, that doesn't make any sense. And I had a pretty good national security team and a number of soldiers, because I was there to review the relationship between our Department of Defense, mainly Army, and of course the Border Patrol. But they'd say, well, that just defies common sense. That's upside down. And every time that a statement like that came up, one of the guards would say, it makes perfect sense to people who want to destroy us. In other words, if your goal is to have 2 million illegal immigrants cross the border every day, the policies make perfect sense. So policies matter, and policies are driven by presidents largely, and in the Congress, of course. So we do a number of things. One is we continue to apply this kind of pressure. We continue to go down to the border. Remember, much of why you don't see the Good Morning America or Today Show or CBS Morning News covering this stuff, first of all, they don't want the truth out. And second of all, the president and the vice president, well, the president in his whole life has never been to the border. Even though I know he said that, he has been there during this town hall. He slipped up. He's never been there. There's no record of him having ever been there. The vice president, who's in charge of border issues, has been there one time, and that was barely. And so we just keep going down there, highlighting it. I've got a lot of video. It'll be coming out here throughout the week. Stuff that I shot mainly. I, as you know, Scotty, I took 2 hours, a 2 hour ride on a Black Hawk helicopter with the Air and Marine Division, and participated in catching some of the runners. And so it's so important that we have continuous public awareness, which is having a very good effect, of course, on politics. Again, it always comes back to that. And the vast majority of Americans disapprove of the president's handling. And that's going to put more pressure on moderate Democrats. It puts more pressure on the electorate themselves to change leadership. That's the beauty of our self-governed system here. So that's a big part of it. In the meantime, we look for ways to improve it, introduce legislation, much of which has been done. And when it's ripe, when the moment is right, whether it's through a National Defense Authorization Act or Homeland Security Appropriations or any number of other means, there's enough public pressure to have the political will to change the policies. I worry a lot, though, about how far backwards we're going, how quickly we're going backwards, because Mexico, where Donald Trump, remember, again, he negotiated not with one but two presidents of Mexico during his term, and was able to get Mexican military on the border. I saw them my last border trip to El Paso. There's enough of them to serve as a deterrent and as an enforcement agency force if necessary. So that's what you've got to do. We've got to be about the business of changing policies, and to do that, you have to change politicians.
Dean and Mandan, question for Senator Cramer. Go ahead, Dean.
Hey there. Is it true that Congress, the legislators, don't have to get the shot?
Well, there's certainly no mandate for members of Congress. We'd never be that dumb. Unfortunately, the executive branch.
So why do the policemen and the other guys and ones have to do it and the other ones don't have to? Why are they mandating for the fire department and those guys to do it?
That all depends on who. Well, because we're elected, so we are our own leaders. The executive branch is a separate branch at the federal level. So the president, for example, can't mandate something for Congress. He can do it for the entire executive branch, which is the vast majority of the federal government. Obviously, that's it's the whole bureaucracy. Congress is a separate and equal branch of government, just like the courts are a separate and equal branch of government. The problem with, like, whether it's police officers and first responders of all types, they have mayors that they work for and or chiefs of police or, you know, local governments. And there's a lot of local government issued mandates. But, Scott, that's to the caller's point, though, at the Rio Grande Valley, they expect that the chief down there told me they expect that they'll lose about 20% of their officers as a result of the vaccine mandate, if it, in fact, it's carried out. And so think of that. Think of the rush of illegal immigration. Think of all that massive caravans are heading our way right now. And then all of a sudden, 20% of the officers.
Awful. Absolutely awful. Dean, thanks for the call.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, we asked somebody earlier called to ask what the congressional delegation will do about members of the National Guard that are being given a dishonorable discharge because they will not take the vaccine.
Yeah, so that's a great question, actually. There's a group of us, mostly on the Armed Services Committee, but a few others as well. I think the bill was introduced by Roger Marshall, Senator Marshall from Kansas. And there's, I want to say, 7-8 of us that are on the bill. It's called, I mean, the names are easy to forget, but I think it's called the COVID-19 Vaccine Dishonorable Discharge Prevention Act, I think is what it's called. Anyway, so we've introduced that. It is actually in now the Armed Services Committee, which I'm a member of. We have got no Democrats on the bill as yet, if you can imagine. So, but as we get closer and closer and we're hearing more and more, in fact, I had two briefings last week, that were classified top secret briefings last week, on dangers related to other countries. So I'll just leave it at that. And, as we face down a growing threat globally, particularly from near peer adversaries like China and Russia, I think the whole world knows that China had a successful testing, in fact, an entire orbit of the Earth with a missile that's very problematic, to say the least. And as we face that, we're also facing losing a whole bunch of our military because of the mandate. So we have that legislation. It does add pressure. I know it seems like it doesn't make a big difference, but it does add pressure to Democrats and to the administration, certainly to leaders in the military who can offer exemptions if they need to or do whatever they need to. They need to be as creative as possible to allow these good men and women to remain in the military. And that includes National Guard as well as active military.
We'll have to wait for the answer on this until you join us on Friday, but we did have a question from another listener about a BBC report that there were no ISIS-K fighters at Bagram. They were all Taliban terrorists, and wanted to know if you'd found out whether or not the U.S. C-4 from Bagram that killed 13 U.S. service members and over 120 Afghans, where it came from. Very important to the military families and the American people. We'll save the answer on that one until Friday. Keep you in suspense. Senator Kramer, thanks for a recap on the border and the time today.
Yep. Thanks.
Bye. All right, my friends, we're out of time with Senator Kramer, but we have more with Peter Navarro and also a whole lot of texts and comments to get to here when we continue after this.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include 118 acres of exceptional cropland in Grand Forks County, North Dakota, 80 acres of excellent cropland in Trail County, and 620 acres of excellent crop and hunting land in Ramsey County. And don't forget the Dennis Johnson Equipment Estate Auction on October 27th in Kenmare, North Dakota, featuring John Deere tractors, Freightliner Semi, and a McDonald 1170 Swather, and hundreds of more items. You can view all of these auctions and many more auctions at Piper's.com or call Piper's 877-700-4099.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden sought to reverse key policies of former President Trump during this weekend's summit of the Group of 20. Biden lifted steel and aluminum tariffs enacted by Trump that was good for American producers, but had caused friction between the United States and the European Union. Talks included preventing Iran from securing a nuclear weapon, and Biden forged an agreement with other countries aimed at making corporations pay more in taxes. As leaders agreed the climate crisis must be addressed, China has announced it will continue to build more coal-powered power plants for at least another decade.
For the first time, the Supreme Court will hear lawsuits against the Texas heartbeat law, which makes abortions illegal after a heartbeat is detected. Linda McLean, a professor of law at Boston University, tells CBSN what to expect.
To challenge an unconstitutional law that prevents women from getting access to abortion after 6 weeks.
USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Today, home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. That's what's for lunch today. Pat goes served USA, like Salisbury Steak in Euland today. Swedish meatball choices, either Glendon or NP Avenue downtown Fargo. The cheese enchilada is really good on 12th Avenue, 929, or up at Harwood. Tater Tot hot dish today. You never go wrong with Tater Tot hot dish.
No.
Ever.
Nope.
Also, there's lasagna with garlic toast at the West Main Avenue, West Fargo location, and the beef tips and gravy. Or scallop potatoes in Hammond Valley City. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. By the way, any size coffee or cappuccino all month long, 49 cents. PetroServe USA. I've been promising most of the show here to tell you a little bit more about our trip to New York City. I want to just actually walk through the itinerary a little bit just to give you an idea of what we're going to be doing December 7th through the 11th. We're coming up on the final opportunity to sign up for that. And we do have space still available for it. But this is a trip we've done annually for, gosh, better than a dozen years. And we pack a lot in. My wife, Maria, has been kind of the tour guide extraordinaire and does a great job every year of just finding the best of the best of New York City. And we really love people that bringing people that haven't been there before. So, one, you're in New York City. There's just a lot to see, a lot to love about that big old place. It's Christmas time, so you've got a lot of Christmas spirit throughout New York City, and we bring that kind of Northern Plains common sense just to have a blast together. Just a great time getting to know folks, and it really is cathartic to travel with people that think like you do and kind of share your frustrations of what's happening in the news, but coming together, a little fellowship, it's a great time. So we leave early on Tuesday, the 7th of December, literally like flights that are at I think the 5:40 is the flight to Minneapolis out of Fargo, and 5:05 is the flight to out of Bismarck. So your choice of either leaving from Bismarck or Fargo, whatever suits you better there. And we head to New York City. We land about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, all together, and then we load up a motor coach and we go tour New York City, private guided tour, just our group, Harlem, Brooklyn, Manhattan. We stop at the famous Cat's Deli, which is famous for the When Harry Met Sally movie. And the deli is unbelievable. Kev, you'd think you died and went to heaven.
I'll have what she's having.
Oh, yeah, it's the famous line. We're staying at a Marriott in New York, in Manhattan. It's actually a town place suite, so you'll love the rooms, big and roomy, which is rare in New York City to have a decent-sized room. And we retire a little early on Tuesday because we leave early, early, early. Check in like 8 o'clock, so you get some good night's sleep, and then we pack it in. Wednesday the 8th, we begin each day with a free breakfast at the hotel. We are going to do 9/11, a memorial and museum tour, St. Paul's Chapel on Wednesday. St. Paul's Chapel is the little chapel that stood, the oldest church in New York City. I mean, Washington's been there. George Washington. And amazingly, this church withstood the attacks of 9/11 when so much else, as we know, fell around there, including obviously the iconic World Trade Center. Well, they've rebuilt that area now, and so we spent a good chunk of the day down there at the 9/11 Memorial Museum Tour, which is life-changing. Just phenomenal. Guided tour of the museum. You get the best of the best on all the artifacts. Hear the stories of loss and recovery. And we wrap up our time down there going to the top of the One World Observatory, where you can kind of take in everything. The panoramic views of the skyline, 360 degrees in every direction. It is a phenomenal display. And then we head over for a little shopping and sightseeing at Chinatown, the largest Chinatown in the U.S., Little Italy, which is one of the more famous New York City ethnic neighborhoods. A lot of history there, great fun. And then that night we do Pier 15 and load up on a wonderful little cruise ship and go around Manhattan's iconic skyline. Really, really fun. Go out around the Statue of Liberty and soak it all in tonight. Just a lot of fun. Then Thursday, breakfast again, of course, head out. We're going to do Newsmax. We might do Fox and Friends, depending on if they've lifted the restrictions there. But going to see our friends from Newsmax, take a little tour around there. And then we do the Battery Park Ellis Island tour. So we go real up and close to the Statue of Liberty and then really soak in at Ellis Island all the history. This was the port of entry for over 22 million immigrants between 1892 and 1924. That's when people would come to this country legally, the way you were supposed to. Oh, those were the
days.
Imagine
that, yeah.
Those were the days, 1892 to 1924. Also, funny story about all of that. There was a point when we said we can't take anymore. And it was actually stopped. Because we said, look, we want these people to assimilate. It's a great story at Ellis Island of the way immigration was supposed to have been done and was done correctly for so many years. You really enjoy that. It's just a great tour. We're doing Times Square. And we'll do this from time to time, like from 2:30 to 4:30 on Thursday. Everybody's on their own to just go explore Times Square, take in whatever you want. There is, you know, so many parts of that to see. And some people like a little shopping. Some people like wax museums. Some people just want to sit down and see the sights and take it all in, whatever you care to do there. Carmine's for dinner that night. We'll do the Imperial Theater for a great Broadway show. If you've never been on Broadway, it is just something that is unique. You know, you might have seen a Broadway show out somewhere in Minneapolis or, you know, across North Dakota. It's nothing like actually being in Broadway and taking in the production, the music. We're going to see Ain't Too Proud, the Temptation story from the streets of Detroit to Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And then Friday, another full day where we take in St. Patrick's Cathedral, Top of the Rock, Tavern on the Green, Central Park, Fifth Avenue, dinner at Trump Tower. You'll love that. And just meeting the folks that know the Trumps best, Radio City Music Hall that night, the Radio City Christmas Spectacular featuring the Rockettes, and then breakfast again, more shopping, Macy's, Penn Station, Madison Square Garden, all around the hotel, Bryant Park. They've got an outdoor skating rink. It's fun to take that in. Our final day, and we come back late afternoon on Saturday the 5th. Want to join us? Last chance to do so. We're in the final days of sign up for New York City. Call Jason, 952-898-3478, 952-898-3478, extension 228, or email me, scotth@flagfamily.com, and we'll get you all the details to sign up and join us. More of Peter Navarro on what do we do about the place we find ourselves in the country. He, of course, one of three senior White House officials that was with Donald Trump from the campaign all the way through is the presidency, and has written a book called In Trump Time, A Journal of America's Plague Year. Is Trump a candidate in 2024? Peter, let's start there.
A key thesis of the In Trump Time book is that we can't wait. Okay, we need to get to the bottom of what happened on November 3rd. The last few chapters of the book prove beyond any reasonable doubt that this election was stolen. And so the question is, what are we waiting for? What we need is full forensic audits in the six battleground states, Arizona, Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Nevada. And you will see with those audits that election was stolen. I ask you this. I mean, suppose this was 6 months after the Kennedy-Nixon election, which we now know unequivocally was stolen by Kennedy through Mayor Daley from Nixon. Like, what would you have done? Like, 6 months, a year, or 18 months later, would you have, like, just shrugged your shoulders and say, no, that's okay, they stole it fair and square? Or would you do something about it? And we have polling showing now that fully 35% want the election overturned. I mean, that's huge. It's not just that they think it was rigged. It's like, yeah, overturn it. And that number is only going to grow. And when people read the In Trump Time book, look, read it. And if you don't agree with me that that election was stolen and that Fauci needs to go to jail, hey, I'll give you double your money back. Because it's the case is unequivocal. So what are we waiting for? We got an illegitimate president. You know, you think this country can wait to 2024 and let the Biden-Harris people continue to do the kind of damage they're doing? I mean, that's insane.
Can we get to what's next without confronting those truths you're talking about, the election being stolen, and you talk in the book, too, which is really good, about January 6th, and suggest that the quote-unquote insurrection was certainly not instigated by Team Trump, because the result of that was exactly the opposite of what the president and his supporters wanted, right? So that,
exactly.
Yeah, and also, of course, about the pandemic. Is your point, those truths need to be revealed? We need to fight to get the truth revealed on those before we get to the next step?
We need to get to the bottom of November 3rd. Yes, it was stolen. We need to get to the bottom of January 6th. Yes, Pence betrayed Trump and this country, and the last thing Trump wanted on that day, as I talk about in the In Trump Time book, was any violence. It just totally disrupted the entire strategy to get the votes looked at and counted properly, and we need to get to the bottom of what happened in that Wuhan lab. And it's the Chinese Communist Party and Tony Fauci, they are responsible for the pandemic that is killing millions. And the fact that we haven't demanded accountability from Communist China is a travesty. And the fact that Tony Fauci is still telling us we got to jab our six-year-olds and keep masks on them is just, I mean, it's beyond belief. I mean, that man is a sociopath and a narcissist. And he needs to be taken down. And if there's anybody listening to this show who thinks otherwise, read the In Trump Time book, and I'll say it again. If you don't believe me after it's over, I'll give you twice your money back.
You talk often in your diary that you use as a guide for this book about how you just left it all on the floor. You just spent after each and every day. What advice do you have to folks that share your view of what's happened and want to get America back? How do they leave it all on the floor like you did many times?
Well, the canon of Bannon, Steve Bannon, is action, action, action. So, I mean, look, at the local level, you need to get involved in your political party. You need to get involved in your school boards, the fight back stupid things like critical race theory. But, you know, for a history point of view, for people who are actually going to be elected officials, I think what's really important is that you have to be true to your principles, and you have to hire and have the right people around you. One of the tragedies of the Trump administration is that there's just too many people inside the perimeter who were disloyal to the president, who refused to obey the chain of command, and these were supposedly smart, distinguished people, but I view them as nothing but traitors. You know, whether it was Mattis or Tillerson or McMaster or Kelly. I mean, these people, I saw them on a daily basis just willfully disregard the will of the commander-in-chief, and you can't have a government run like that.
How do you do anything? How do you get anything done?
Great question.
Incredible. Peter Navarro, thank you. The book In Trump Time. Get it, folks. See the story. Read the story. Final segment of What's On Your Mind coming up.
Hi, Gus here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
For years, Peklitz Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peklitz Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI VIN dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI VINs, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
PetroServe USA. Low price fuel, great home cooking and grab and go convenience. What's not to love? A whole month of specials. Any size coffee or cappuccino, only 49 cents. Two Red Bulls, 16 ounce cans for $6. Salted nut rolls, two for a buck. 50 cents for a candy bar. My gosh. Big 28 pack of waters, $2.99. Jack Link's Wild River Jerky, only $4.79. And I love this. Energizer batteries, any size for a buck. Stun guns for $5 off. Your self-defense matters. Hurry to PetroServe USA all month long.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann, Buick, GMC.com. Veterans, active duty, Guard and Reserve, police, EMS, firefighters, you're all invited to enjoy a complimentary turkey dinner with all the trimmings at the Bismarck Elks, November 11th. You do need tickets. They're free. They are limited, though, so be sure you stop by before you run out. Quality Inn, Action Movers, Valley Sport Marine, First International Bank and Trust, Northwest Contracting, or on the strip at Schwann, Buick, GMC, Cadillac. Show your proof of service. Pick up the ticket for you and a guest. More info at SchwannBuickGMC.com. Back on What's On Your Mind. Lots of commentary on various parts of the show today that we'll get in this final segment here. And others welcome at 258-0550. You can also text us 701-237-1590. Texter says, regarding your last caller about leaving the Catholic Church, my feeling is that God calls us to love one another, not to condemn. I'm not Catholic, but I am Christian. You should remember that we are called to love on others. Another said, I agree with the man calling regarding the Pope meeting with President Biden and being disgusted. If I was Catholic, I would have left that church years ago once the verified information began coming forward as to the sexual abuse by a massive number of Catholic clergy. Massive is the term used by this texter, and subsequent cover-ups. It's a crime against humanity. It was actually not massive, just so you know. One is too many. I'll agree with you there. I always say this about that whole chapter. If you were the devil, imagine the power of getting a human being who happens to serve as a priest conduct themselves in the way that they did, and the ability to tarnish the church. So remember whose work was being done here. And same thing on the commentary related to Pope Francis. Pope Francis is not the church. Pope Francis is one person. All of this came up because somebody is assuming Joe Biden's telling the truth. Sorry, I should restrain my humor. Assuming that Joe Biden is telling the truth in his interaction with the Pope, because Joe Biden has said the Pope told him he was a good Catholic and that he should continue to receive communion. The U.S. Catholic Conference of Bishops have had a debate because the church teaches any elected leader who is Catholic, any elected politician that is in a position to change the laws related to protecting and defending innocent life. By the way, Pope Francis has called abortion murder. He's been very clear about what it is. But we are led to believe by Joe Biden that the Pope told him he's a good Catholic, despite the fact the church teaches abortion is murder, and that any politician in a position to do something about it, who then in turn supports it, is committing an intrinsic evil. That's the teaching of the church. So, as a practicing Catholic, I get really uneasy when people say, I don't like this person, therefore I'm leaving the church. I mean, Martin Luther did. He didn't like some actions of some popes in a whole, arms race to create a different denomination of the Catholic Church, of the Christian faith. I want to say there's like 44,000 different variations of the Christian church denominations. And when Jesus talks about in the Bible one faith and unity, I don't think this is something that actually makes him real happy. You know, because what you have is a lot of man-made versions of the faith rather than God-made. So, long way of saying, in my mind, you don't, number one, believe Joe Biden to say what actually happened in this case. The Pope didn't say he said it, but on the other hand, this Pope talks a lot. He's a Latin pastor that just, doesn't deal in a lot of theology, just sort of rambles at the mouth, and that's dangerous, but he's a human being. And they do make mistakes. So separate the person from the church. Texter says, ask Senator Cramer what sort of action the states can do to combat this border crisis debacle. Why do we need to wait on the federal government to finish the wall? Texas is actually taking that on, but I don't know about you. On every front in which we fight right now, don't you get tired of words? You just want action. And even Governor Abbott right down in Texas, we're going to build the wall. Okay, build the dang thing. You know, you've got contractors that were approved to do this by the federal government. Now they're going through this whole process of, interviewing wall builders and trying to get the best plan. And I think Greg Abbott's a great politician.
We're going to gather a committee and do
exactly.
And when we do the fact finding, we'll come up with a resolution that'll cause the...
build the damn thing. Another texter says, how much farm and ranch land has China bought in the U.S. and also Africa in the last 10 years? How much U.S. agriculture land is owned by China? By the start of 2020, Chinese owners controlled about 192,000 agriculture acres in the U.S. worth $1.9 billion, including land used for farming, ranching, and forestry, according to the Ag Department.
192,000 ag acres.
Is that your answer to their question?
Yep.
Okay.
That's what I put in there.
Okay.
I saw that text. And that's, and that's that we're talking in 9-10 million acres, and they have 190,000 of them.
Yeah, not a lot.
Not a lot
is the answer
in big
yeah
picture.
Yeah,
no,
exactly. Another texter says, find out what the CDC is doing. Well, to find out what the CDC is doing is going to take us not only the next show, but the next, how many shows, guys? Tens of thousands.
Into 2023, I believe.
We'll take that one on as the music tells us we're out of time.
Anywhere.
All over again tomorrow. We'll do it right here. Todd's right. See you on What's On Your Mind.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.